This is Lawyers Who Needs Them. Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
Looks like Staccato got his finger caught in the amplifier there.
I think a guy is clearing his throat with a trombone or something.
Pretty powerful. Really. Well, welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. And it's now time for questions from our loyal listeners.
And now it's time for the main event.
All right. Professor, do you have your thinking cap on?
I do.
All right, here we go. Pat from Dallas, Texas writes, Dear Jim and Randall, do you agree that the Justice Department has the right to search a member of Congress's office if they suspect him or her of a crime?
Not only do you agree with that the Justice Department has the right, but I think any local state law enforcement agency has the right. They're not immune from...
Even though sometimes they try to be.
Well, the point is that we've had, there was a big question about that with this guy from New Orleans who had the $90,000 in the freezer.
Oh, he had the money in the freezer.
That's right.
And he kept his meat.
That's right.
In the bag.
That's right. So that they searched the place and they got him. And of course now he's been convicted, I think, and
right.
Gone to jail. But obviously these people, although they think they're above everything, above the law, above you and me, the one power we have is to throw the bums out on election day. I
right.
don't know why we
but
don't
we never
exercise,
do.
Why we don't exercise that power.
Well, we'll have to in the future.
Yes, they have the right. They get it. Well, because they have the same protection every citizen has. You have to get a search warrant.
Right.
Have to have reasonable probable cause to have the warrant issued and stuff like that. But, yes, I do if they suspect a crime.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Pat, I hope that's a satisfactory answer. Gene from San Diego, California writes, Dear Jim and Randall, if a sign is posted that says a company or an owner is not responsible for loss or damage of something, does that absolve them from the liability?
Well, this... It varies from state to state.
Okay.
For instance, let me give you an example. In the state of New York, you park your car and you get a receipt from the parking lot and it says, not responsible for any damage done to the car, bum, bum, bum.
Right.
Well, you can't exonerate yourself from your own negligence. You can't declare, I'm not going to pay if I'm negligent, because that would give you a license to be negligent.
Right.
But if it's not your fault and somebody comes in there and steals from your car, under those circumstances, you're not liable. Now, let's take another example. You go into a restaurant. It says not liable for your hat and coat, property.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have a check room and you check it, see,
mm-hmm.
And it's gone, they are responsible.
Because you assume by checking it, it's protected.
That's right.
Okay.
So it depends on the jurisdiction.
Okay, good
but
answer.
But you can't exculpate yourself from your own negligence in most jurisdictions.
Okay.
Would be against public policy. Everybody be running around being right. negligent.
And we will define the word exculpate next week.
It means take yourself out of it. You
okay, know. Good. That's just, some of our listeners are not yes. literary historians like yourself.
Yes, right.
All right. Betty from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Pittsfield, Mass. I've been there. It's a nice right. little town.
Yeah.
Writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what does a formal estate plan include?
Well, it includes a will,
mm-hmm.
Probably provision for life insurance. It may involve trusts
mm-hmm.
or things of that nature. It can be complicated. It can be simple. By the way, just because you don't have a lot doesn't mean you shouldn't have some estate plan.
That's
because
right.
what little you have, you want to go to the right place,
mm-hmm.
not to be governed by whatever the distribution laws are in a particular state. You should see a lawyer for this stuff,
yep.
an estate planning lawyer. And don't let it be just a life insurance guy, because they'll want to sell you life insurance.
Right.
So to get somebody to properly plan an estate, go to a lawyer who has no axe to grind. He doesn't sell he doesn't sell mutual funds. He doesn't sell life insurance. He doesn't sell stocks and bonds. So he is objective about how to allocate and what you need in your estate. If you want to know what securities and things and where to allocate those, that's a financial advisor.
Right.
But in the planning your estate, you want to have a balance of insurance and property and trusts and a will and what you
and
want.
You also
to
want the power of attorney.
And powers of attorney and living wills.
There's
a lot of stuff.
Right. So you need to see an attorney for
that's
this.
That's right.
All right. Betty, we give you that advice. Jeff from Fargo, North Dakota writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what is the difference between a trademark and a patent?
Well, a trademark preserves an identification, like a symbol, like Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola or General Motors or, you know, the thing, the sign of a Chevrolet.
That, right.
These trademarks are protectable because they identify a product with a certain manufacturer. A patent applies to a device or a method or a combination of devices, and that is a different. It's applicable not to an identifying thing, but to the actual thing itself.
Okay.
A new kind of a machine,
right.
A new kind of a
invention
product.
Of some
right.
sort.
That's right.
Okay, Jeff, I hope that is satisfactory. Ben from Columbus, Ohio writes, Dear Jim and Randall, am I liable if my dog bites someone who comes on my property without my permission?
Well, it depends on the circumstances, and it depends on the state you're in. Sometimes, and it also depends on the dog. There are some states that define a vicious dog as one who is bitten once. I think some states you get two bites out of the apple, or the guy's behind, or his leg, or something. But the fact is that the liability for your dog is yours. You do assume the liability of your dog, whatever that liability may be in your state. Now, the circumstance on which the person who has been bitten by the dog is on your property. Some states have the definition of an invitee, a trespasser, or a guest. Those have different levels of liability. However, common sense in a lot of states, they just use common sense. Why was he on your property?
Mm-hmm.
The circumstances of why he was there and so forth.
Right.
But, you know, and things
and they have
like
to
that.
Question the dog, too, to find out what he thought or she thought at the time.
Yeah, the dog is certainly privileged to be part of this whole thing before they put him to sleep.
Last question of the day.
Right.
Patricia from Tucson, Arizona writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what is the best way to find a lawyer to marry?
I want to tell you, if you want to marry a lawyer, find a doctor, because you need a doctor. Get a psychiatrist if you want to marry a lawyer. It's easy to find them. Hang around the courthouse. Look for these guys.
But don't get in trouble, Patricia, just to find a lawyer.
That's right.
That's probably not the best way. Hang out at a local bar near the courthouse.
Yeah, right.
You'll find all kinds of them falling all over the place. All right. Don't you fall anywhere, because we want you to come right back. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them.